Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and air room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on a Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all of America's truckers out there, thanks for working what you're doing on Easter weekend away from home, keeping America moving too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Joining us right now from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a caller on the line, and I'm going to start the subject rolling so we get it out there. We had a Capitol police officer killed yesterday, 18-year veteran, another one seriously injured, in what the authorities are calling a deadly car intrusion incident, their words, not mine, outside the Senate office building about two blocks away, technically. A suspect with a knife shot dead after he ran over two police officers and tried to crash through a concrete barrier, which wasn't going to happen even on a bad day, jumped out of the car, lunged at the cops with a knife, and got shot dead. Correct?
Pretty much.
All right. Now, we have since found out that this suspect, who went by the name Noah X on Facebook, is a follower of the Nation of Islam, namely Louis Farrakhan, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. Now, that's where I'm going to bring Elliot into the mix, because he wants to talk about this. And this is Elliot and Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, Captain.
Go ahead.
Yes. You know, Captain, this is pretty disturbing. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, lesser than a man, he's one of the worst presidents we ever experienced in American history.
Yes, sir.
This guy knows exactly what happened. He gets first-class information, and the whole thing here is that this guy made himself known that he was from the Nation of Islam, ran by Louis Farrakhan. Why is Biden so quiet? Why? But he could profess to talk about the Proud Boys or talk about anyone from the right. I just want to know why he's not treating everybody the same. He's a divisive man. And this thing, I don't know if we'll ever get the truth from this.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about it, Elliot. And thank you very much for the call, and happy Easter.
Okay. Well, Captain, if you can give me about 60 seconds, can you do that? I'd like to ask Denise a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, folks, let's look at this thing like this here. You know, without President Trump, we are sunk into deep, smelly crap. And you know what I'm talking about, SHT. Denise, the Chinese admit that what they were not able to do during the Trump-Pompeo connection, their chance is now under Joe Biden. The Chinese are heavily interested in Iran nuclear program, which is operating from another site in Iran. Now, China is also interested in how they can move Iranian oil to the cash market. Meanwhile, Denise, Russia, with the backing of China, continues to fly daring missions of intimidation along the Alaskan coast. I'd like to hear your take on it. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. There you go, Denise. Go ahead.
Look, when it comes to Russia, you know, they are fearless when it comes to trolling the United States. Mm-hmm. They do it often. They fly their bombers very, very close to our airspace. And here in the last week or so, they have been doing the same thing to Europe. Mm. They just popped through last week, or it was reported last week. They just popped through some very interesting space in the Arctic, which, you know, I've been watching that one for a very, very long time, that they have gained huge advantage over the United States on the Arctic, you know, and, you know, we're way behind on that one.
Yeah.
Russia and China don't really like each other, but that doesn't mean they don't cooperate with each other. And the one thing that they have here recently done is had a little bit of a partnership to determine how they can work the U.S. dollar out of being the currency, preferred global currency. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where the Secretary of Defense is, you know, really going to take us. Seems like he's a little too busy here at this point doing the whole politically correct whole yeah. woke thing over with the military.
Yeah.
And, you know, their suggestive reading of nonsense and whatever books that they have recommended, which is kind of scary into itself. But so it's going to come down to really people like Elliot and your other listeners to look carefully at what these threats are out there, because I would argue they're pretty awful, and they're rising exponentially. I'm real concerned that, you know, that Biden has put Kamala Harris in charge of, you know, talking to foreign leaders.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, when that happens, she's not in those conversations alone. Let's understand that.
Of course,
you know, she's got the national security team with her.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, I've got a lot of people here asking me to talk about the border. We are going to talk about the border because apparently Joe Biden still doesn't realize, nor does Jen Psaki, that there's a crisis on the border. It's still being called a situation. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and I'd like to invite everybody on the 13th of April, that's Tuesday, to come on out to Nixon's Farms, the pavilion there at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton, for the 12th birthday anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee Group. Now, Tea Party Manatee is one of the oldest and largest Tea Party groups in the country, especially in the state of Florida. They've been around since the beginning. And next week, on the 13th, which is, 11 days roughly, we're going to have Sam Sorbo as one of our speakers. Trevor Loudon will be there, too. Denise knows both of them. Sam Sorbo, of course, is the wife of Kevin Sorbo from Hercules on television and the movies. And, of course, I'll be the master of ceremony, so I'll be there for the night, 6 to 8 p.m. They're going to have a silent auction. They're also going to have Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck meal, where they bring a lot of different things and they put them out, lay them out on the table. It's kind of like a buffet. Help yourself to whatever's there. And, boy, I'm telling you, a lot of that stuff is just really, 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 really good. Make no mistake about it. So that's Tuesday, April the 13th at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8 p.m. The pavilion at Mixon Farms, that's out behind your retail store, 2525 27th Street East. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. We're going to have a big crowd there. Sam Sorbo, Trevor Loudon, yours truly is a master of ceremonies, and we might have a surprise or two in the offing. So come on out and find out what that would be. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, certainly the Capitol Police and what happened there, we're going to find out more about that as the weekend goes along. But how about the Major League Baseball pulling the 2021 All-Star Game and the player draft that they were going to hold in Atlanta over the Georgia's new voting, and they call it the voter suppression law. I mean, the lies that are coming out from these people about this thing, they're not telling the truth.
Well, now you've got corporations Very large ones. American Airlines, Dell Computer, Delta, Coca-Cola.
Yep.
That have themselves become activist corporations. So pulling the nonsense, this agenda that they're doing, they're also attempting to do it in Texas. So if for nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you who owns this. And that is Stacey Abrams and Warnock, you know, they're senators, okay? So they are really the ones to blame. Now, when you pull a game like the All-Stars, it hurts an awful lot. It hurts local business.
Yep.
It hurts hotels. It hurts concession people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very wide range of consequences.
Yep.
So I would say people ought to be sending some social media notifications to some of these corporations. But if for nothing else, I would lay this in the lap of Stacey Abrams.
Well, let's establish the lie.
I mean, she's working to destroy the state.
Right, and let's establish the lies that are being told. I heard Joe Biden again, and I heard a couple of other Democratic representatives again say, well, they're going to stop the voting at 5 o'clock, and you're working, you won't be able to vote, because they won't be voting after 5. I don't know where that got started, but it's not even close to being true. Read the damn bill. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. voting hours, period. And if you're standing in line at 7 p.m., you will be able to vote. That's number one. Number two, this bottled water crap that keeps coming out there. You hit the nail on the head yesterday when you called it electioneering, because that's the word they use in the bill. I know, because I read it. Okay, if you have got bottled water with campaign names on it or parties, political parties, or you come up with a campaign shirt on or a campaign hat, you can't hand anybody anything within 100 yards of a voting place, period. It's got to be somebody like the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, a private individual with a plain shirt, no political garb at all, and then you're okay. But as far as water, hell, they can have a 3-course meal out on the sidewalk if they want to.
Electioneering, you know, that whole thing has been out there for decades.
Yep.
Decades.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know where this White House is. I don't even know where, you know, their lawyers are. You got lawyers in this White House. I mean, it's, at least you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes, I would argue, with Dell and American Airlines and Delta and you know, the rest of them. So, you know, shame on them all.
Yeah. All right, well, we got a call here from Dr. Ian. We're calling him Dr. Ian now. He's not the mayor of nowhere anymore. Now he's Dr. Ian because he's been chiming in on a lot of the COVID stuff. So here we go. Okay, go ahead, Ian.
So I got a battlefield commission in the ideological wars, huh?
Yep.
Okay, I got a comment, a question, then I'm going to hang up. My comment is, don't buy anything from these companies. Talk is cheap. Get
right.
them in the pocketbook.
Right.
Okay, and here's my question. Why are you guys all acting surprised and pearl-clutching the communist lie? I've known that for 50 years. They're all filthy, lying communists, and they're liars. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, because we didn't have television and radio 50 years ago, and even 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they weren't bold enough to say the stuff they're saying now. It was all said behind closed doors. Now, with the media in bed with them, we're hearing about everything that's coming out, aren't we?
Well, I mean, we have a family text in my house, and so yesterday it was, the cell phones were in work in overtime. You know, my older son lives in Atlanta, and both of them said, nobody's shocked at anything anymore. We've come to expect this stupidness.
Yep.
we're losing, you know, a sense that we're becoming desensitized to scandals. And, you know, Craig Shirley was on TV yesterday, and he is a historian and author who's actually been on my show. And I think he could be right. The division and the progressives and the Marxists are so effective that he is suggesting that there's going to be and should be a secession of some states,
yeah,
as many as 27 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that he's wrong.
Right. Well, we know 22 right now that are fighting. It's 22 that are going after this COVID stuff and all that sort of thing. So maybe that's part of the nucleus, you think?
Well, I think it's a lot more consequential than that. So,
okay.
I mean, you had Biden come out yesterday, the day before yesterday, and suggested a boycott of the state of Georgia.
Right.
Now think about that. You've got a sitting president that's on a full-blown assault of a state under a false premise.
Yeah. Well, of course, I've got the Save America PAC info that came out. There were two different press releases that came out. And let's see here. You talked about the boycott. Here is the word. Boycott baseball and all the woke companies that are interfering with free and fair elections. Are you listening? Coke, Delta, and all? That came from Donald Trump's Save America PAC.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, so that's out there. And there was one before that that talked about the, what did it talk about here? Talked about the fraudulent election again. He's still doing all of that, but. You know, and by the way, that's something else that we'll talk about real quickly here because we've got about 30 seconds. Did you notice the lawsuits now suddenly are being heard in some of these states about the procedures, election reform and all that as the laws are going through? The new laws?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So now the courts are wanting to hear what's there. Oh, geez, it's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, we will talk to you on Monday. I hope you have a great day. And put another log in the fire. It's a little chilly out tonight.
No kidding.
Okay. We'll talk to you on Monday. That's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And read her articles off of her website. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders are offering their condolences for the Capitol police officer killed in an attack outside the Capitol Friday. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both issuing statements saying they are heartbroken over the incident that left Officer Williams dead and another officer injured. As far as if the event is linked to terrorism, Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says,
"It does not appear to be terrorism related, but obviously we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines."
The 25-year-old suspect, identified as Noah Green, on his Facebook page does say he is a follower of the Nation of Islam. The airline industry praising a new CDC guideline that says people who are fully vaccinated can travel safely. The travel industry hit hard in 2020. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and we'll have an Edwards Notebook coming up for you in the next segment. But right now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, the other in Clearwater, Florida. Check them out online, NAA.edu, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we're going to start our military and veterans news segment with what's going on along the border of Ukraine as Russian forces are massing there. And the Kremlin said that, and this is a direct quote, the buildup of Russian forces on Ukraine's border should not worry anyone and does not pose a threat to anyone. Well, in the past, Vladimir and company, you've had one division along that border, one. Suddenly, now, you have three divisions. That's roughly 30,000 men with tanks, with artillery, with all the different equipment that comes along with that, the bells and whistles, I like to call it. So you've got three columns, three divisions of infantry, hardcore infantry, on that border with the Ukraine. I don't think they're there just to clean the windows and shine brass. But that's just me. We'll have to wait and see what's going on. In the meantime, a former U.S. military advisor in Afghanistan helped a pilot who had been injured in combat get specialized medical treatment that wasn't available in his home country of Afghanistan. Now, he brought in an Afghan pilot, got the Afghan pilot brought to the United States to have the surgery that needed to be done to save his life, and there you go. So, score one for the good guys. Now, President Biden is going to be trimming forces sent to the Middle East originally to help Saudi Arabia. Remember when President Trump did that? Now, the move comes as part of a recalibration with Riyadh, but the U.S. is also seeking ways to shield Saudi Arabia from airborne attacks. Now, where are those airborne attacks coming from? Well, the Houthis in Yemen, who are helped by Iran. In some cases, drones that have been launched from Iran and flown across the water at low levels to try to keep them below radar and brought in and then attack facilities. And we'll see how this works out because nobody has a lot of confidence in the ability, Biden's ability, and his team to be able to do anything about it. Now, Kim Jong-un is playing the long game with the United States as he's continuing to fire short-range missiles. Now, they're poised to display weapons advancements through their parades that they like to have. It'll be unlikely, though, that it'll opt out of the major provocations, at least for the time being, because they want to show Joe Biden how tough and how rough and how strong they are, as you well know. Speaking of which, the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and his carrier group are now participating in Operation Inherent Resolve. Flight operations have been launched from the aircraft carrier. They've gone into Iraq, northern Iraq, and southeastern Syria, where ISIS is very well dug into the territory there, and they've gone on a number of missions to go after them to try to break them out of their caves that they're hiding in and all that stuff. Not sure if that's going to help or not. And more of the world's militaries are currently reorganizing their command structures to prepare for future wars in space while coming up with ways to counter satellites directly to or to interfere with satellite communications. This with a report that came out 2 days ago. Now, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, says he regrets that the Trump administration did not succeed in having North Korea give up its nuclear weapons. Well, of course not, because we all know they've got them, and we all know that they're digging in even deeper, doing even more development and manufacturing of the nuclear weapons right now that they have. So we'll see where all that goes in the days and weeks to come. Now, soldiers can now wear awards on their Class B version of the new Army green uniform. The soldiers now have an option to wear their awards and decorations on the Class B version of the new Army green service uniform or the dress blues that they still have. Now, multiple members of the training cadre at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, were suspended this week after a soldier in training reported that she was sexually assaulted at the base, so said Major General Ken Camper, commander of the base and the Fires Center of Excellence. She obviously was in artillery school. The Navy, by the way, lost an F/A-18F Super Hornet the other day. The jet suffered engine damage during a flight after striking a bird, causing the aircraft to lose control and The pilot got out, thank God, but the aircraft was totally destroyed. Now, the Navy is about to launch their robot Navy, which by all means is going to be pretty good sized. And later this month off the coast of San Diego, the U.S. Navy will be test sailing what it sees as its destiny, with some of the vessels of the future with nobody on them. They'll be manned by someone sitting at a computer somewhere controlling all aspects of the ship. The Navy, by the way, is currently pursuing both manned and unmanned platforms for their aircraft that will replace its rotary wing fleet. Don't know how soon that's going to happen. And the sixth generation strike fighter will replace the Super Hornet. And how about that? The new fighter jet coming for the Navy. We'll keep you more informed as we find out more about that. By the way, the Air Force wants to turn the to virtual reality to make their B-52 pilots proficient at aerial refueling, learning through the flight trainers that they have. We'll see how that works out. And every Marine is a rifleman is still a relevant statement. So says the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Sergeant Major Troy Black. He said the Marine Corps culture will always maximize the warfighting spirit. And that means regardless of what you do in the Marine Corps, every Marine is a rifleman. I'm sure that's going to get repeated many times over in the future. Now, the Marine Corps' ground-based laser systems, which can be mounted to the tops of vehicles to take down drones, now have a stronger beam to combat other airborne threats. That's interesting. That's interesting. By the way, an Alaska woman has made history by becoming the first infantrywoman in the Alaska National Guard. You had to know that was coming, too. Now, as we approach the next break here, we're going to wrap things up. I'm going to talk a little bit about Congressman Matt Gaetz, a little bit about our governor, Ron DeSantis, something he did. And our republic is under assault. You're going to want to hear that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And don't forget that this portion of the radio program brought to you by our new friends over at Everglades. Now, Everglades Equipment Group has reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, too. Stop by and see those green guys, the guys with the green tractors, you know, the John Deere's and all that stuff. I'm telling you, great stuff. Nothing runs like a deer. Now, Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. Tell them the captain sent you when you stop on by. Now, some of the other things that are going on here, and boy, there's so much that is going on. Matt Gaetz this week made news for all the wrong reasons. Now, I've met Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's rather brash and likes to talk about himself and this, that, and the other. I get it. He regards himself as quite the personality. I get that, too. I understand all that. But he's gotten himself in a little bit of trouble, so they say, because of some sort of groupie that was following him around, namely a 17-year-old girl. Now, after the news, relying on three anonymous sources, boy, I hate that when they do that, anonymous sources, broke this week through the New York Times that Congressman Matt Gaetz, Florida Republican District Number 1, was being investigated by the Department of Justice regarding allegations that he had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl, paid for her travel with him to access across state lines. He went on the Tucker Carlson show, where he vehemently denied the allegation and stated that he was the target of an extortion scheme, yeah, right, led by a former federal prosecutor. Now, that former federal prosecutor's name was David McGee, He's an attorney in private practice in Pensacola, Florida. And there's quite a history behind Mr. McGee and some of the things that he's done that's out there. Because apparently Matt's father was wearing a wire and was all set up to go and have a conference meeting, if you will, with this guy to talk about the exchange of money to keep the sources quiet and do whatever was going to be done. In other words, it was true extortion. But that didn't happen because Matt Gaetz chose to go and break the story to the press and the media. So he got out ahead of it. So it wouldn't be some big surprise. Now, in the meantime, I can tell you that Matt Gaetz has come out publicly and said he's not going to resign. He's not going anywhere. This just isn't true. So you're innocent until you're proven guilty, everybody. So we'll sit back. We'll watch and see where all of this goes, if it goes anywhere at all. It probably won't, is my guess. Probably won't. But he's been very vocal. He's been anti-Joe Biden. He's been pro-Donald Trump. Very, very dominant on the radio and television. You see him and hear him all the time. It's not like as if he's not out there. So I think that's what they're doing. They're trying to eliminate another voice, or call it competition if you want. Now, in the meantime, our governor, Ron DeSantis, promised to do this. He said he was going to take executive action against the vaccine passports. And yesterday, he issued an executive order that Florida will not honor those vaccine passports, and we're not going to get involved in it here. Now, I guess technically I personally have got a vaccine passport now because I've had the shots, and they gave you a card. When you get that done, they give you a card, and that's your passport with a little seal and the album and all that sort of stuff and the health department and blah, 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 blah. I don't need to explain anymore. But apparently that takes care of all of it that way. So there you go. But in the meantime, this republic of ours is under assault. Now, make no mistake about it. We are a nation without sovereign and protected borders at the moment. And that makes us no nation at all. Because it becomes a dangerous no man's land where laws are irrelevant and good and decent citizens and lawful residents fear for their safety. Go down there and ask the farmers along that border what's going on their property where there's no wall. And ask them why they're carrying guns daytime, nighttime, because of the drug cartels and what they're doing down there. Go down there and ask them. Don't take my word for it. And our nation's laws against illegal immigration are under attack by a range of very well-funded, many of whom by the radical billionaire George Soros and his groups. They're up to their eyeballs and alligators with this. And politicians from, are you ready for this? Both parties, who are willing to sacrifice our national sovereignty in preference for open borders, the cheap illegal labor that comes from it, and for the raw political advantage they get out of this. And all of that is just so true. Frightening, but true. Because, again, this is America. They work for us. We don't work for them. They work for us. And as a result, we need to get it right the first time, every time. Okay. Now, it's that time in the morning, and let's get a Ron Edwards notebook queued up here for you. And we're going to play Mr. Ron Edwards and his latest notebook out there on this Easter weekend for everybody to hear. So here we go.
Does anybody know the real definition of racist? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. During the Democrat Party 2020 presidential election primaries, then-Senator Kamala Harris called Joe Biden racist. No surprises there, because most white Democrats are racist and destructive enemies of this wonderful republic, as is Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, etc. Now, many Democrats, including Joe Biden, believe that if you are in favor of enforcing U.S. immigration laws and vetting people at the border, you are racist. Democrats also believe that if you prefer good moral standards or Judeo-Christian ethics, you are racist. Democrats also promote the insane concept that requiring high achievement for black American students is racist, because they prefer blacks to be dumbed down, easy-to-control dolts on the Democrat plantation of low standards and low-brow living. By the way, to be racist is to have an unreasonable bent against others, to believe others are inherently inferior. Democrats think blacks are inferior and thus seek to lower all standards to accommodate those they believe have less ability, which could destroy our republic in the process. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. And Ron Edwards appears live on the program every Tuesday and Thursday. And we play an Edwards Notebook on those days, and then we play one again on Saturday. So there you go. Now you've been Ron Edwardized. And, folks, don't forget to check out my friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon Fruit Farm store. Go down there and try one of the Captain's Clubs. Oh, man. Is it good? Is it good? You'll find out when you get there. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. They open at 9 o'clock. They're open till 3 p.m. And they're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Check them out. Today would be a great day to do it down there. Take a drive over to Mixon's Fruit Farm and go inside the retail store. And there you'll find Mixon's Groveside Cafe and try one of the Captain's Clubs. Make sure you tell them the Captain sent you, too. They like hearing that. And I'll be there on the 13th for the Tea Party Manatee birthday celebration Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see many of you down there at the event. Now, finally, veterans unemployment in March reached its lowest level since the start of the coronavirus pandemic more than a year ago, but it still remains significantly higher than it did before the nationwide shutdown and business restrictions began. Now, there's a lot of improvements being made, but we can do more. We need to support not only our nation's veterans and our active duty military, but our first responders, whether they're EMTs, firefighters, or police. It's been a bad month so far, bad year for the Washington Capitol Police. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers this weekend. And do yourself a favor. When you see a police officer, a fireman, an EMT, or someone in military, walk up to them and say thank you. That's all. Thank you. And watch and see what happens. All right, I'll be back Monday morning, 2 a.m., with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. Happy Easter.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.